You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology.
The most interesting thing in tech is the question of how Twitter is preparing for the possible problems that could hit as we approach the November 3rd election. I just did a deep dive into what happened on the company on July 15th, the day of that infamous hack, and then how they've responded since then to try to harden their systems and protect them. I wrote it with my co-author, Brian Barrett, and it starts on July 15th, that day where suddenly things started to go very wrong. The first signals that Twitter got were that some employees who worked in customer service had their account credentials phished. Someone had called up, told them they had to change their passwords, captured their passwords, their 2FA, and now had control of some popular account names. But the hackers then moved up and it got more complex. Soon Elon Musk was tweeting out a Bitcoin scheme and Barack Obama. And so Twitter went into total panic mode. There's an amazing thing I learned, which is that Twitter really couldn't trust anybody who worked inside the company. They knew the system had been compromised, but they didn't know exactly where or who. So every single person who worked at Twitter had to change their passwords while on a video conference with their managers. Jack Dorsey, the CEO, had to get in a room with all of his direct reports, and everyone had to change their passwords. So then Twitter also shut out verified accounts from tweeting, put additional restrictions on other people who had changed their passwords recently, and eventually restored order to the service. But the real thing that came out of it was a realization at Twitter that they're quite vulnerable. Imagine if the hackers hadn't just tweeted out a stupid Bitcoin scam, but had actually tried to plant massive misinformation. A tweet from Joe Biden's account on the day of the election could do a lot of damage. So since then, Twitter has made a bunch of changes. They're putting all their employees through mandatory trainings about phishing and privacy and security. They're making all of their employees use physical two-factor authentication, so physical security keys, instead of just getting text messages for your two-factor authentication. And they're also setting up automated systems so they can better understand when something weird happens. One thing that a lot of people told me while I was working on the story is that they should have noticed when one customer service account or three customer service accounts started changing the passwords on lots of prominent accounts. They should have gotten an early warning. So Twitter started changing how many people inside the organization they can trust, changing a little bit about how much access people get, and trying to harden everything. And they're also, of course, scenario planning, because the next time something crazy happens, they want to be ready. It's definitely in their interest, and really everyone's interest, that what happened on July 15th doesn't happen again. That's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily. Google, Amazon, Apple, Tesla. These are only a few top companies counting Quantic MBA students and graduates among their workforce. Quantic's award-winning interactive learning platform equips high-potential leaders with the confidence and top-tier global network they need to make an impact. With a highly selective admissions model, Quantic is training the next generation of C-suite leaders and entrepreneurs with future-forward skill sets to accelerate their careers. It's time for the modern MBA that matches your ambition at an affordable tuition. Visit quantic.edu/wired to learn more.